96.1 and 102.1. The Wolf, Don Jarrett, and Pam is here. Toys for Tots. It is officially underway. And Pam, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Always. Are you ready for Toys for Tots 2024?
I am.
I am too. I'm pretty excited. And I got to say, I think this year, and I say unfortunately, because we all know when you work with a nonprofit and a charity, you're usually filling a need, and a need that you wish you didn't have to fill. So we wish, quite frankly, that we didn't need a charity like Toys for Tots and that every child would have something on Christmas morning every year. No problems. But that's not the case. And things are kind of compounded, too, by the state of the world and, I guess, the economy and inflation and blah, blah, blah. And now supply chain may come into the picture as well. So we really, really need to get cracking here when it comes to collecting toys and cash and going shopping and making sure that we've got what we need for Toys for Tots. Now, applications are open?
Applications are open. They have been open for a couple of days now.
Okay. So they can go to which website?
They can go to toysfortots.org and click on Find a Campaign and then enter in their city and their county, and it will direct them to the appropriate Toys for Tots campaign.
And there are a couple in our listening area, so make sure you do the one that's in, it's Idaho Falls, I think it's listed as.
Yes, so okay. Idaho Falls, we cover from Shelley up to Salmon and Arco into western Wyoming.
There you go.
And then anything south of Shelley would be the Pocatello campaign. Okay. And they are also accepting applications online this year. So if you go to toysfortots.org and put in your county and city, it will direct you to the right place.
Perfect. Perfect. Good news. We got that on our website, too, at wolfidaho.com. We've shared it, I believe, on our Facebook page at Wolf Idaho as well. Look, this is over 77 years of tradition. The U.S. Marine Corps Reserve makes sure in communities all over the U.S. that kids have something on Christmas morning. And we know it's tough for everybody. And I was just talking about how it's really easy during times like this to kind of shut down the charity part of your heart and just kind of rally around your own family and your inner circle because things are tough all over, right?
Yep.
But imagine, if you will, as tough as it may be for a lot of us, it's even tougher still for others. So every little bit helps. Every little bit is going to go a long way in adding up to hopefully making sure that we, and we've never failed before, that all the contracts are filled.
Correct. And even the smallest thing, you know, we hand out stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
So if you've got an extra dollar or two and you can buy some Hot Wheels cars or Play-Doh, that goes a long way too. Last year we were really struggling in the books and the stocking stuffers portion of our handouts. And so books as well.
For sure. Books, especially this year.
Yep.
And just go clean out the dollar store, quite frankly, if you have to. I don't care.
100%.
Yeah, whatever you got to do. Toys for Tots is definitely in need. Now, we've got some special events also coming up for Toys for Tots. Other ways that people can get involved without, you know, a direct donation at a live toy drive or dropping a toy in a box somewhere. There are some fun ways you can get involved. We've got not one, but two teddy bear tosses this year with the Spud Kings.
Two teddy bear tosses. We're super excited about those. The community seems to really, really enjoy them, and they are so helpful to us.
Absolutely. And what's cool about the teddy bear toss is you get to throw something literally on the ice at Mountain America Center, which is prohibited any other time outside of any sort of, you know, like I think Teton Toyota does a tater toss. But the annual teddy bear toss where you bring a new stuffed animal, doesn't have to be a teddy bear, can be anything, you throw it on the ice at a designated time during the game. And it's really cool to see all of the stuffed animals raining down on the Spud Kings home ice.
It is. It's so much fun. If you haven't been to one, you should come.
And here's the other thing. If you show up and you don't have a stuffed animal, at either entrance will be set up and you'll be able to purchase one from Teton Toyota or another vendor. And then you can throw it. Plus, that's a double donation because they get the cash for it and we get the stuffed animal back.
Correct.
So a lot of ways. That's a couple more ways. The teddy bear toss, one in November, one in December. We've got everything online at wolfidaho.com. But you sent me some information about something else that's coming up. Speaking of bears, but the Black Bear Diner.
correct? Yeah. So it'll be all day November 5th. If you go in and eat at the Black Bear Diner, 20% of your purchase is going to go to Toys for Tots. And so we'll have information up on that, as I'm sure the Wolf will as well.
Yeah.
You will need a code to get that to count to go to Toys for Tots. Okay. But yeah, November 5th, all day.
Good
open
food,
and close.
Good food, good cause. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. You can go stuff your face, and hopefully we can stuff some stockings for Toys for Tots. And we have the information that you need. That'll be from open to close on November 5th at Black Bear Diner in Idaho Falls. So look for that as well. And I'm sure we're working on some other things, and we'll be, you know, relaying that information. The campaign's going on now, and it goes until about the 7th of December, I believe.
Yeah, and applications are open now, and those are going to go until November 30th.
Okay.
A change this year is applications are online only, so there will be no physical applications to fill out.
Okay, good to know. And again, the links and everything, toysfortots.org, and then you know, find your location, whether it's the one in Pocatello or the one that we're doing here in Idaho Falls. And then that way, you know, your donation's going to the right place. Now, our kickoff, our first live toy drive is going to be at PetSmart this Saturday.
Correct.
Yeah, exciting. We're always at PetSmart to really officially kick things off.
We are.
And what's cool about that is we'll be set up with all the rich media stations, the Wolf, Star, the Pick, and KID News Radio. We're all going to be there in some form or fashion. 10 to 2 this Saturday at PetSmart in Idaho Falls. And we'll be accepting cash and new unwrapped toys.
Correct.
Now, the age group for the toys again?
0 to 18.
All right. So all the way up to 18.
Yep.
New unwrapped toys.
Correct.
All right. Don't bring your broken down toys that you're donating to some other organization. We need new ones and unwrapped so we can get them to the right kids.
Correct.
All right, because we don't need to be unwrapping toys. We need to be wrapping them, you know, once we, you know, figure out what's going on. And by the way, the cash donation thing, I want to stress just how important that is, because you all work with various vendors and organizations and stores where you can take a cash donation and multiply it.
Correct.
Yeah.
We can stretch the money and make it go further than maybe necessarily a toy.
Yeah.
And All of your cash donations, all of your toys stay in our campaign. They do not go back to the foundation. They don't get divvied up around the country.
Yeah, it's not,
they stay right here.
Right here in Wolf Country. Yeah.
If you are giving cash at one of our booths from this Saturday through December, we will be out every single weekend.
Yep.
If you go to our website at toysfortots.org and donate through that without even having to leave your home, all that money comes straight to us and it will be used right here. Last year, we had some great fundraising and so we were able to replenish, but we spent tens of thousands of dollars supplementing what we didn't get in toys to make sure that all the kids got their toys.
And like you were saying, just 3 days in to taking applications, you're already concerned that it's going to be one of those record-breaking application years. So we're going to probably need more toys, more cash than ever to buy more toys to make sure that all the kids and families are taken care of. Just based on the first 3 days of application, 2.5 days of applications,
correct, you're like,
this could be a thing. So we appreciate everyone that has donated already, that will donate in the future. Get together with your friends, your family, your schools, your churches, your coworkers. You know, do your own little, you know, inner office toy drive or cash drive, and then, you know, donate it directly to Toys for Tots. Now, there's another cool way that you can shop for Toys for Tots, and that's the Amazon wish list, which is really cool.
Correct.
I love that. Everybody loves Amazon. My wife's like, hey, I can shop for myself and shop for Toys for Tots all in one shot. So there you go.
Yeah. So you can get on our Facebook page. You can see us at a booth. We'll have a QR code that will go to a link tree where you can either fill out an application, do an online donation. Our wish list will be on there. So you can just go straight there and buy it and it will come right to us.
Yeah. So no more excuses. I don't have a new unwrapped toy on me or cash. If you got a phone and an Amazon account, you can make it happen.
We can take your money.
We can take your money and most importantly, help kids.
100%.
On Christmas. And again, big thanks to our sponsor here at The Wolf, which is Teton Toyota. And we want to thank Everyone that has donated, that has supported Toys for Tots over the years, we're going to need you and all your friends and family and coworkers more than ever this year.
I believe so.
And Pam will be on the streets with you. So, you know, here we go. Toys for Tots 2024.
We're ready.
All right. Thanks, Pam.
Thank you.